You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet, where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing on with the series, Are You a Practicing Communist? We want to state that it's not your fault that you don't know what the Communist Manifesto is. The government schools have not taught you. It's not your fault that most people out there are practicing communists. And we've been brainwashed into this system. It's a totalitarian system, and they want to control us. They want to usher in the mark of the beast. We can read about it. It was predicted. It's in the Bible. It's coming. It's just around the corner. And I was talking in the last show about the penalties for violating what God says. And we don't keep the land Sabbaths. We practice the seventh plank in a Communist Manifesto, where the government controls all of the factories, all of the soil, all of the farm, all of the land, and they let us be like slaves, good little serfs on the land, as long as we do exactly what they say to do. And I was going to get into some examples. People say, oh, you can't do the land Sabbath. Ask a farmer today, and they're completely convinced it's impossible to do. Well, I know personally farmers that keep the land Sabbath with their farm. One of them is a very good friend of mine, and he's in South Dakota. Now, having a farm up in South Dakota is hard enough with the shorter growing season and the long, hard winters, but he plants crops in his fields. He's got a huge farm that he and his brother inherited from their father, and he's telling me, 15, 20 years ago, about how one of his neighbors came up to him, saw him, and said, hey, where did you get your seed? What kind of seed did you plant? And he asked him why. And, well, at the fence line, in this case, it was wheat, I believe. And he says, right at the fence line between his neighbor's field and his field, it jumped up in height and it produced much more per acre. The yield was much greater. And it happened to be the sixth year in the seven-year land Sabbath cycle, where God promises us, up front he gives us the payment, if we agree to let the land lie and not plant and cultivate it, that in the sixth year he gives us 3 years of produce. It covers the seventh year and the eighth year while we're waiting for the crops to come back in. And then on the Jubilee, where you got the seven-year cycle again, in addition, you have a year of Jubilee. So you got to have 3 years worth of crops to get through the Jubilee. But the thing is, how much faith does it actually take? Because God promises you, if you make the commitment to him, he pays off up front and he blesses us. So this nonsense that Satan proposed and deceives everybody that you can't do this. The penalties are foodless food, hybridization, GMO, CRISPR gene editing, and with that comes cancer and all kidney failure, diseases, and the penalties for disobeying God. We're going to continue on. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.